Hey, welcome to Big Jim's Garage. Big Jim O'Brien here with you. You can, of course, subscribe to our Garage Cast on iTunes here and listen to me locally here in WCSX in Detroit. Coming up this episode, we're going to talk a little Toyota here. I've had a chance to drive the Camry and also the Toyota CHR. We'll get into that. But first, had a chance to sit down and talk with Christina Nielsen. She is just an amazing driver. The first woman to win a full major season professional sports car championship in North America. Back-to-back WeatherTech Championship GT Daytona class for Scuderia Corsa Ferrari. Now she's moved over to Porsche this year. She'll be here in town in Detroit for the Detroit Grand Prix and also driving with IMSA. But just a very interesting person. And when we caught up with her, she was at the Detroit International Academy for Young Women. And so much we talk about STEM, you know, as far as science, technology. And not only that, but the passion to pursue what you believe in. Christina, absolutely wonderful spokesperson. This is someone who has done this on her own. And for these young women there, she was a great example of what you can do. And we talked a little bit about that, and of course some racing as well.
Standing here with Christina Nielsen, the owner of her own Lego set.
Yes, that is so, so cool. I know, I've made it in life. I don't need to do any more now. No. We need to make one in Porsche. Then my life is complete.
Okay, well, you can still take that and you could build a Porsche and then put your figure next to it.
That's right. I should do that. I should just take, and I can write motorsport over
it. Right. I was sitting there going to myself.
No, okay. It was two very good years. I'm very proud of what we did. And, you know, to have a Lego figure to symbolize it being two times champion and writing history as the first woman to ever win a full season North American Endurance Championship is...
It's awesome.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
We're standing here at the Detroit International Academy for Young Women. Now, us being a local station here in Detroit, we see this reemergence and the focus on STEM. But what you said today to these women, I thought was awesome.
Thank you.
What hit me was, and as a parent, I tell my kids this all the time, you can do what you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a little bit scary, but I think one of the biggest points that I made across was as simple as, like, do you have siblings? Yes. Do you have younger siblings? Yes. Do they copy you? Yes. Okay, so you're also some sort of example for someone else. You might not realize it, but at some point you are, and I think that's what happens for us drivers as well. Like, sometimes I live in my own little bubble, and I'm, like, just doing my own thing, and suddenly I'm like, okay, I'm actually doing something that could be cool for others to watch, or other people are watching me, so I need to be aware of what I'm doing. It's a great opportunity, but also a big responsibility.
Was the first time you realized somebody was influenced by what you do as a driver?
Not the first time. I mean, I have 7 nieces and nephews. Okay. The oldest one is quite a big fan. Like, she's super sweet. I don't really like to say fan about my own family, but she's super supportive.
Right.
And I mean, she follows me on Instagram, and like one day she commented on one of my phones. She's like, "You're the coolest auntie," and my heart just melted. I was like, "Oh God, I gotta watch everything I post because my niece is watching."
Did you save that?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh yeah. You can use that 10 years from now.
Yeah, of course.
Remember when?
Okay. Yeah.
When you're driving, I just finished reading Mark Webber's book, and I was thinking about when I was talking to you today, because how many times during Mark's career could he have been told he could have just walked away? I mean, a guy from Australia who they kept telling him, you can't do this, you can't do this, even with his experience with Red Bull, and look how he's fit in a Porsche now. But for you, I mean, the pushback as a driver, it's constant. People telling you, not so much maybe you can't do it, but you're constantly being judged and compared to everybody else.
Yeah, you grow some thick skin, that's for sure. But like I said in this meeting also, it's about surrounding yourself with good people. I'm honestly super happy to be with Porsche. I think people make the difference. And I wouldn't doubt it that Porsche also made the difference for Mark Webber. And at the moment, they made a difference for me at the end of 17. Because they kept my dream alive, and I cannot thank them and Ride Motorsport enough for it.
It's always the old saying that you learn more from losing than winning. Do you believe that as a driver?
I think it depends on how you react to the two things.
Well, how did you guys look at the way your team reacted at Daytona?
That is a championship team.
That's what I mean.
That's what
you could have.
Like.
How many teams we've seen it when we watch as fans? Some teams just wrap it up, and you guys just kept pushing.
At 5 a.m. when I had slept 1.5 hours, you know, I was super keen. But like, once you get behind the wheel, it's good, it's fun, and to be honest, it was also just important to get in there and get some laps.
Well, obviously, you'll be here at Belle Isle, and the track. Do you enjoy the track?
Yeah, a lot. I like it.
Okay, do you, some of the drivers have always talked about, last thing that they talk about, maybe not want to tip their hand during practice and stuff like that as far as braking zones and how deep you're going to drive a car in. Do you kind of keep it close to the vest?
I think it's about finding something you can do consistently. Because in the end, I mean, it all comes down to a full package of good qualifying, which is going to be very essential, good start, being consistent. If you make, I mean, without consistency, you're making mistakes, and mistakes cost a lot at a track like Detroit because of the concrete walls.
Yeah, concrete walls are bad. Just for those who aren't into racing, that's a bad thing.
Definitely.
Christina, congratulations. Thanks
Thank
again.
You. Thank you.
So again, Christina will be here for the Detroit Grand Prix. You can go to DetroitGP.com for all the ticket information at Christina Racing. She is a must follow. I know they're getting ready for Sebring as well. Real quick before we wrap this up, I wanted to talk about a couple Toyota cars that I've had the privilege of driving. And I wanted to qualify this. You ever seen the movie Ratatouille? Great cartoon. I know you're saying, what would Ratatouille have to do with cars? Well, there's a scene towards the end with the critic, the food critic. And he's talking about how being a critic is pretty much an easy job. You take somebody else's hard work and then you just rip it apart. I'm paraphrasing this. Hopefully when I'm doing automotive reviews, I don't want to be that guy. There are plenty of those people out there. I don't want to be one of them. However, I would be remiss if I didn't mention things that were wrong with the vehicle. So what I'm talking about, I hope you understand that if I don't like a vehicle, I'm going to try to give you a reason to think about it, and I wouldn't dissuade you from going to get the car. Now that I've scared the hell out of you, the first things first. The Toyota Camry, the 2018 Toyota Camry, I get why they sell more than any other midsize car in the United States. Actually, we just saw the totals for February. It's an amazing car. The first thing you'll notice with the Camry when you drive it is it doesn't drive like a midsize car. It has this sporty feel. It's not twitchy at all. It's a wonderful car. The materials inside and out, the new front fascia on it. I love the way it looks, the way it handles. It's got plenty of headroom, legroom. You're four people comfortable in this car. It is a downright cool car. I can't say enough about the Camry. If you're thinking midsize, or even if you weren't thinking midsize, but maybe you've seen some of the photos of the Camry, it doesn't do it justice. You have to see this car in person. It's that good. Now, the second Toyota I wanted to talk about was the CHR. Again, an awesome-looking car on the outside. It is an absolutely awesome-looking car. My wife and my son Adam, they were pulling out one night, and they looked over, and they saw it, and they're like, what is that? That's such a cool-looking car. It's a great-looking platform. I had some problems on the inside. This is just me talking. First of all, when you get in this car, 144 brake horsepower, you got a 2-liter four-cylinder dual overhead, and Toyota makes great motors. We know that. This one, though, is the first time in a long time that I've actually had to put my foot to the floor. Not figuratively, literally had to put my foot to the floor to get this thing to go. And it just felt really underpowered. And that would be okay if you're driving maybe like some of the old Scions or whatnot. But with this sporty look of the CHR, it kind of contradicts itself. The price point, $25,000 for this. The inside, it's fine. The infotainment system feels outdated a little bit. As far as the adaptive cruise control and everything else, it's a Toyota. You know it's going to be great. Headroom for me, I'm 6'5". You got to duck to get into this car. It's not so much the A-pillar, the actual wraparound for the door is really low, and you can't set the height on the seat the way you want. So the CHR, to me, fun car, but it kind of misses on the fun factor when you drive it. It just felt like there's something there. And I'm starting to notice that some people are actually getting their hands on these and doing tuner versions of them already. So on the outside, awesome-looking car. Beautiful little fun car to rip around in. But the key is you can't really rip around in it the way you want. So I'm giving the Toyota Camry an A. I'll give the CHR a C because I just think if you're going to have a sporty-looking car, it better be sporty. That's just my thoughts. All right. Big Jim O'Brien here. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast here. And make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Automotive Reviews got a couple new ones up there. 2018 Ram truck. Also talking about the Hyundai Sonata, the SEL, videos of those on YouTube. You take care. Mark Martin will be on the podcast soon as well. We'll talk a little NASCAR with him. Have a great week.